This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. The heart surgeon who rose to the rank of CEO at Partners Healthcare will step down at the end of April. The announcement that David Torchiana is departing came today. There's no official word on why he's leaving. Partners is the state's largest private employer. WBUR's Martha Biebinger joins us now with more. Martha, Torchiana told associates apparently yesterday that he's stepping down after 4 years as CEO, not a long period of time. What have you learned about why he's leaving?
I started to hear about some tensions in that office last fall because Harvard Pilgrim had been in talks with Partners about joining that network so that Partners would have a really big health insurer to start to manage costs and the population of its patients better. But many of the hospital leaders and some board members balked because they remembered the experience of Partners adding a smaller insurer, Neighborhood Health Plan, and some really hefty losses, totaling $104 million back in 2016.
So they were anticipating greater losses if they brought in Harvard Pilgrim?
Well, they were worried. They were worried that Partners didn't really yet understand the insurance business. And then there's a second piece, Lisa, which is lifespan. Partners was trying to bring in this big hospital network from Rhode Island, includes Rhode Island Hospital. And many people on the board were like, hold on, wait a minute. Like, how is this going to fit in with these already big players and in some cases, frankly, big egos that they have at Partners already?
Partners has, as you're suggesting here, a mammoth footprint in Massachusetts and a massive influence on medical costs here. Remind us of the significance of Partners and of Torchiana himself.
Well, you said largest private employer, 12 hospitals across the state. 27% of all hospital stays are at Partners. Their costs often drive the cost agenda because they demand pretty high prices and everybody else wants the Partners price. And Dr. Torchiana was somebody who was both trying to protect Partners but also shift the mission of what they were doing just a little bit to think about what is Partners going to look like 5-10 years from now.
And the pushback on that was what?
Well, the pushback was either both the people didn't necessarily like his vision, but maybe also that they didn't think that was the role of the Partners CEO. Some partner CEOs in the past have been more focused on the big picture. How is Medicare policy? Be like, be our liaison in Washington. Don't necessarily govern how the network itself is run.
So Torchiana is leaving in April. Any word on a successor?
Traditionally, it's gone back and forth between Mass General and the Brigham, Lisa, because those are the two hospitals that started the Partners Network. Torch came from Mass General. The idea is that it would go to the Brigham, but there's talk now of a possible co-CEO between those two hospitals. There's also talk of a national search, so we don't really know whether they'll stick with tradition here or do something completely different.
And briefly, and most importantly, the impact on consumers, on patients.
The Partners employees I spoke to today stressed no impact. The thousands of doctors and nurses will keep doing their job with the same commitment that they have. This was really about the long-term vision. But of course, that is a vision that may impact patient care in the long run.
WBUR's Martha Biebinger, thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.